Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Caring for Animals, number 342 shows and counting. And we're going to keep going for the animals in need and distress because they're relying on us. They deserve to be, all of them deserve to be treated with dignity and respect, have their animal rights granted, not violated, free from living in fear and anxiety and abuse and neglect and torture. It's terrible what's going on out there. But we are seeing, you know, since I've been doing these shows, since back in 2014 of June on TS Radio Network with Marty Oakley, I was her guest up till 2018. I'm not guest, but a host, and doing all these shows. So, you know, learning a lot and, you know, bringing the awareness in and education, inspiring everyone and encouraging all of you to take that foot in the right direction and take that action, because that's where you see the positive victories. And that's where we're going to keep going here. And I know I can't take credit, but when I am involved, I don't give up. I'm relentless. So it's not the only thing I do on this radio platform is to be the producer and host. But my name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the producer and host for Voices Care for Animals, coming to you live every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. And everyone, you can listen in worldwide. I will be taking calls later on and let you, you know, if you want to speak, try to refrain any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. So I hope you all enjoy the show and you go out after the show or tomorrow or next week or whatever. And if you haven't already done so, take that action. Contact your state representatives and senators. They, you know, be polite, excuse me, be polite and professional to get your word across, and you can get farther. And I'm going to give that area code and phone number. And, you know, keep it in your contacts. Area code 202-224-3121. And once you call during the week, during business hours, they're going to ask you for your zip code. And just give them your zip code and ask to speak to your state representative or your senator. You can also, you know, leave voicemails after hours and weekends. And also you can contact them by email. And if you haven't done that so yet, hey, it's never too late. Find your state representative, search it, and then they'll get, you have to give your zip code, and then, you know, write them an email, because there's a lot of bills going out and everything. So and it's right now here in Florida, it is in session for 60 days. I think it's be at until the end of March. And there's several bills I've been, you know, sharing all over the place and everything. So, but I want to go over. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the producer and host for Voices Carry for Animals. And I want to give a big shout-out to Marty Oakley of TS Radio Network. And also, this show is coming from live from the PPJ Gazette Online. Big shout-out to Marty. It's her website, and she proudly promotes it every Thursday. Thank you, Marty Oakley. And she has some hot topic shows, everyone, during the week with great hosts and everything. If you could cross over and help out, listen to her, because she's a great voice out there and also a great friend and team player. She got me, brought this together on the Animal Advocates Radio. And I also wanted to give a big shout-out to Gary B. He's Animal Advocate Alliance, and I'm part of their family on the web, and I'm posted as Mama Bear. Okay, that's another nickname of mine is Mama Bear. Mama Bear does care, so that's why she is on the air. And but anyway, thank you, Gary B., for all you're doing out there on the website, help promoting this show. And, you know, I'm posting on there to help the animals. Hey, together we can all make a difference. We can at least try. And all you animal advocates out there, advocates, animal lovers, a big shout out to all of you for all you're doing. Keep up the great work. I mean, without all of you and these big organizations and together, working together, it takes strong leaders and strong supporters to hit these strong victories, and that's when we want to see the victory dance. But anyway, Animal Advocate Alliance, thank you for letting me be a part of your team. You know, great, strong team that's global advocates coming together and posting, and they're also on Facebook and Twitter. A big standing ovation out to you, all of you. But I wanted to bring Terry on for just a few minutes to tell us about a big protest for these wild horses going on April the 23rd. So I'm going to bring her on air. And area code 804. Hello, is this Terry? Thank you for calling in, Animal Advocates Radio. I'm going to give you a few minutes to speak about this big protest for the wild horses nationwide. How are you? Thank you for all you're doing.
I'm good. I'm good. Hi, Debbie. I hope you're well, and thank you so much for having me on Voices Carry for Animals. I really appreciate
you're so
this opportunity. Again, my name
yes.
is Terry West Hall. I'm with the Facebook group, and this is a mouthful, Nationwide Protest for the freedom of America's wild horses and burros. It's going to
awesome.
Take place nationwide and simultaneously on April 23rd. So that would be 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain, 3 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Eastern. And everybody can go make their own sign, make your own message, and show up on your state capitol on the public sidewalk on April 23rd, because the way our government is treating these wild horses has got to stop. And we need every state to show up at the same time so that we can be heard and send a message and hopefully get media attention through the press releases and the event itself.
Yeah, this is great because, you know, Terry, the horses, the wild horses, wild Mustangs, they've been around for a long time. And I've been seeing these, you know, helicopter roundups through these videos, and they're sickening, okay? They're inhumane, and our government should not be being allowed this. This is animal cruelty in the first degree, okay? And it's front lines,
right.
And it's so wrong. They get traumatized. They get scared to death. I mean, how would you like to be out on a field being chased by a helicopter? I don't think none of us would like that, you know, and I don't think none of the horses do either because they are running for their life. They don't know if they're going to live, die, get hurt, or what. But I want to thank you for giving that information, and I will be getting you with you and Jackie, okay, on this and possibly Anthony Marr to do a show sometime in April, okay? And I'll be discussing that with you after this show, okay? And get some more exposure out on it, because that would be wonderful, okay?
These are not branded protests. We want individuals to write their own message to the Bureau of Land Management or the government. Like you say, the helicopter roundups are horrid and inhumane. And then they end up in deplorable conditions and holding pens and overcrowded feedlots. It's just ridiculous.
Now, I know, and these no animal deserves this. They all deserve better. Let's get, you know, this is 2022. We're in the 21st century. This has been going on way too long. You know, horse consumption meat is banned in the United States, but yet it's okay to send it over to Japan and Mexico and, you know, Canada. That's so wrong. That's contradicting itself. And these poor horses, the wild Mustangs and everything, they're so adorable. And to live freely and to see them run freely, that's where it's supposed to be, you know. So, but anyway, I'll be getting with you, and I want to thank you for calling in. And I hope you listen to the show because it's going to be about the, you know, the banning the use of helicopters for wild Mustangs. There is a new bill introduced, and we're going to be speaking about livestock grazing and the deplorable conditions and lack of access to holding facilities, okay? So if you have any comments or questions for Scott Beckstead, I'm going to be bringing him on in a few minutes. He's the director of campaign at Animal Wellness Action Center for a Humane Economy, okay? And he's been on before, and he's been a good – he is relentless. I mean, he's out there working hard. And we got to – with this H.R. 3355, with this horse slaughter bill, there is 206 co-sponsors on this bill, but it's not moving, and I don't understand it. You know, where are these wild horses' rights? Where are the Mustangs' rights? You know, so we need some more action takers, everyone. Please do something, okay? Because let's do something, right? Okay, but I'm going to bring my guest on, Terry, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you again.
And I'll be getting a hold of you, okay, because I know Anthony Marr's got a Marr plan working up, too. He's been on several times. So we're relentless. We're not giving up. So, but thank you, again, for calling in and letting the audience know this, okay? Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to be bringing my guest on, Scott Beckstead. He's director of campaigns and of Animal Wellness Action and Center for a Humane Economy. Scott, welcome back to Voices Care for Animals. How are you?
Well, hello there, Debbie. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing great and looking forward to a great conversation today.
All right. Another great interview. You know, I always tell, hey, give a big shout out to Marty Irby and Wayne Pacelli and Jennifer Skiff. She's been on here. All of you, you're always welcome back. And continue, you know, time, because there's no limits of coming, you know, how many times you can be on the show. But, Scott, do you want to give the audience a brief story about yourself? And we'll, you know, then we'll go into our topic and everything. But everyone, all these shows, if you come in late, they are archived, okay? So after the show, we'll wait 30 minutes, and it will be ready to play and share, listen and share 24/7. And on the PPJ Gazette, on the search Voices Carry for Animals, or you can on Blog Talk Radio, you can do it. So they're always, the shows are always there. There is going to be 342 archive shows this evening. Isn't that great, Scott? That's a lot of shows. Wonderful.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
You've been at it for a while.
Yeah, a long time. And I might could stop it here, you know. But go ahead and tell the audience, you're the director of campaigns, and thanks for all the hard work and being relentless work that you're doing. And you can tell them about yourself and maybe even bring up those about the minks, about that passing the House, banning the minks.
Yeah,
and,
well, first, the first thing, Debbie, I want to thank Terry, who just spoke about these state protests. You know, the power, what the good work of people like Terry illustrate is the power of grassroots activism. I mean, here's a group of people who said, let's have our voices heard in every state. And so they are organizing these protests at state capitals all over the country. And I just want to reiterate what she said. If you're available on April 23rd and you care about the future of our wild herds, then go to your state capitol, put together a good sign that conveys your own personal thoughts, and join that remarkable effort. So again, I want to just make sure that we give a good shout out to Terry and to the other people in her group that are making that happen. I just it's wonderful, and I wish them all the best in that important endeavor.
Yes, and that perfect timing when I was contacted to bring it up in my introduction, and I said, is there somebody that can call in and bring it up and have more information? And that was wonderful.
Yeah.
That was perfect timing, Scott. I loved it. Yes. And
yeah,
thank you
it
again,
is.
Terry.
It's perfect. Yeah, and I just want to,
yes.
I also want to say that that next week there will be a conference and rally to save the wild horses in Washington, D.C. And Debbie, maybe as we get closer to that, we can have me on again or maybe some of the other organizers and share more details about that. So if you're able to plan to be in Washington, D.C., we're going to have speakers, including myself. There's going to be a really great rally on the National Mall, and then we will all disperse to our members of Congress and lobby our members of Congress to take decisive action to protect our wild horses and burros.
Yes, and let me, and you know something? You said this is next week, right? What's the date when they're rallying?
It's the week after Terry's protests in April. So
okay,
April 23rd.
Gotcha.
Those state capitol protests, and then the following week we will be having a rally and conference in Washington, D.C. with a lobby day on Capitol Hill. So I just want to give everyone a heads up, and again, Debbie, I'd be happy to come back onto your show and when those details get finalized so we can talk more about that.
Yes, definitely.
So a little bit about myself. I was born and raised on a small farm in southern Idaho. I was raised with horses. My parents like to say that I knew how to ride before I knew how to walk. I have always felt a very close affinity for these amazing creatures, and I love all animals. Down to the spider, you know, living in her little web in the corner of my bathroom. To wild horses and burros, to you know the mink that are living in terrible conditions on mink farms, the wolves, all of them. I love them all, and I have since I was a little kid. I ended up going to law school. I practiced law on the central coast of Oregon for 17 years. During that time, I gained a reputation for my work in the field of animal law. I co-authored the first case book on animal law And I have been teaching as an adjunct professor of law at Willamette University in Salem, Oregon, teaching classes in animal law, wildlife law, Alaska wildlife law, Endangered Species Act, and now for the first time this semester, I'm teaching a class in animal agriculture law. That's my side gig. That's my part-time gig. But full-time, I work as director of campaigns for Animal Wellness Action and the Center for a Humane Economy, two sister organizations formed under the umbrella of the Animal Wellness Foundation. And before that, I worked for about 12 and a half years for the Humane Society of the United States. So that's a little bit about my background. But obviously, you know, I have been a student, Debbie, of the wild horse since I was an itty-bitty little kid. I was enchanted by, you know, the stories that are out there. I love looking at the pictures. But, you know, when the American people learned in the late 60s and early 70s that our American Mustangs were being hunted down ruthlessly by people in trucks and helicopters and then sent off to be killed and processed into dog food, the American people were absolutely horrified. And that really speaks to the strong cultural and historical tradition that we have of revering our wild horses. And we revere them because of the central role that they have played in our nation's history and our nation's culture. And, you know, whether you're talking about the American West or the essential role that horses played in Native cultures, you know, the tribes that depended on horses. We have, I think, unlike almost any other country in the world, we have an attachment to these creatures, and we have always regarded them as absolutely critical partners, maybe even more than dogs, just because, you know, we have asked for so much from these animals. And so when the American people learned through the efforts of Wild Horse Annie, also, you know, her real name was Velma Johnson, but she became known as Wild Horse Annie. You know, thousands and thousands of people, especially school children, wrote their members of Congress and said, shut this down. We want these animals protected. And in 1971, Congress passed the Wild Free Roaming Horses and Burros Act. It was passed overwhelmingly, with an overwhelming majority, and it was signed by President Nixon, who said that wild horses and burros deserve a place on our public land. Now, under that act, Congress charged the Bureau of Land Management with managing these wild herds as part of their obligation to manage our public lands, especially in the western United States. And now here we are, Debbie, 50 years later, and we see that very government agency charged by Congress with protecting our horses doing the very exact same thing that caused the act to be passed in the first place. They are chasing our wild horses with aircraft. They are shipping them off to horrible, inhumane holding corrals, and they are allowing huge numbers of these animals to be sold to unscrupulous adopters who are taking them to the kill pens and the slaughter auctions. So our horses are facing an existential crisis, our wild horses and burros. They are being rounded up in historic numbers. The Bureau of Land Management announced that in 2022, they were going to remove almost 20,000 horses permanently from the range and send them off to an uncertain future where they will either be languishing for the rest of their lives at taxpayer expense in giant feedlots, or they will be put in the adoption pipeline and at risk of going to slaughter. So our wild herds are facing an absolutely historic crisis. The time to act is now. We are seeing the video footage from groups like Wild Horse Education of terrible animal abuse being conducted by the Bureau of Land Management and these helicopter contractors that are being paid tens of millions of dollars to abuse our wild herds. And we saw a couple weeks ago the roundup in the Pancake Complex of Central Nevada. We were all just heartbroken, Debbie, because we saw three young foals had fallen behind the rest of the herd, and the helicopter pilot continued to chase them relentlessly, and one little black colt ended up just snapping its front leg and breaking it.
Oh.
And that helicopter continued to try and chase. And I got to tell you, the sight of that little baby Mustang trying to flee a helicopter on three legs is just about the worst thing you've ever seen. And it took a half hour for the Bureau of Land Management to send their so-called cowboys, these self-styled cowboys, out to take down that poor little baby and kill it and put it out of its misery. But that is just – that's the cost of doing business for the Bureau of Land Management. And you know what's one of the most infuriating things is that people by the millions all over the United States contact the BLM and contact Congress and contact the Department of Interior and beg for these roundups to stop and beg for wild horses to be prioritized over livestock on federally designated wild horse habitat, and the BROM just laughs at us. They laugh at us, Debbie. They see that how much we care about these animals. They see that we're heartbroken at these families being torn apart, at the injuries and the deaths, and they laugh at it, and they do what they want. And why? Because they are squarely in the pocket of the commercial livestock industry, the mining industry, the oil and gas industry, and they are clearing our wild herds under the false pretext of wild horse overpopulation while minimizing the impact of these other industries, especially livestock. And so when they say that there's a wild horse overpopulation and therefore we got to do this roundup, what they're not saying is that as soon as the wild horses are gone, they're going to turn thousands and thousands of commercial livestock, cattle and sheep, onto that very same area. So the BLM is lying. They are gaslighting the American people. And they, you know, it's an absolute fiasco. And it's a financial boondoggle because, you know, for the price of these helicopter roundups and sending these horses to long-term holding, you know, they could be managing these herds humanely. They could be prioritizing the herd management areas for wild horses, which is exactly what Congress told them to do. But instead, they're serving the interests of private profiteers who just want to make more and more money at taxpayer expense on our public lands.
This is so sad and heartbreaking. You know, and it just, it's corruption at its best, and it shouldn't be allowed.
It is.
You know, it's loud animal cruelty front lines, you know,
yeah.
And we can't accept that. You know, these wild horses, Mustangs, they cannot speak up for themselves, just like all animals out there. Look at the children, the elderly, the animals. They're defenseless and helpless and voiceless. You know, so if we don't speak out for them, Scott, they don't stand a chance. You know, and this
that's
corruption
really
and greed. Oh,
yes,
my
that's,
goodness.
That's what it is. It's just because, look, these roundups have nothing to do with there being too many horses, and they have everything to do about the money to be made by the livestock companies that are grazing their cattle and sheep. They're grazing at the rate of $1.35 per animal unit month. You know talk about fiscally irresponsible. I mean, that gives a competitive advantage to these livestock companies that graze their livestock on our public lands. You know, a cattle producer in a non-Bureau of Land Management state like Texas or Oklahoma, you know, they're paying upwards of $20 per animal unit month. So we're giving a competitive disadvantage to these livestock companies that are grazing on our public lands. And honestly, you know, I like to say, you know, we're trying to save the wild horses, but what we're really trying to do is change the way our federal government manages our public lands, because this is about saving wild horses, but it's also about saving the wolf, saving the grizzly, saving the mountain lion, saving the bison. All of these are creatures that the livestock industry doesn't want on our public lands. And unfortunately, they are the ones that have the ear of the Bureau of Land Management. So really, it's going to take Congress. And so what we've seen is just this week, Representative Dina Titus from Nevada, which is the state that has the majority of wild horses, has introduced a bill that bans the use of helicopters in wild horse management. And she is looking for other members of Congress to co-sponsor that bill. And if you agree that helicopter roundups should be banned, then pick up the phone, dial 202-224-3121, and ask to be put through to your member of Congress and urge them to co-sponsor Dina Titus's bill to ban helicopter roundups of wild horses. That is the action item of the day.
Yeah, and it doesn't take that long to do it because I do it myself. And even if with emails, it doesn't take that long. So everyone, please do your part and be the voices of the Mustangs and say, enough is enough. It's time to stop. This is animal cruelty, front lines, and in the first degree, where are the rights at? We love our human rights, right, Scott? So where are the animal rights at? That's and how they're getting treated. It is so wrong. You know, I see this stuff, and think about it. The Mustangs' cars were named after the Mustang horses, and they've been around for very many, many years. I have a Mustang car myself and have owned a Mustang since, well, you know, 2001 and love them. You know, they have the Mustang emblem on them, and they're beautiful cars. So where is Ford at? Hey, Ford, come on, step up to the plate. Don't betray these animals. You know, you're naming your cars after them, you know. So somebody from the up in the, you know, top dogs, even their voices, you know, could be heard. Or, you know, what we allow everyone is what will continue and get worse. So all of our voices and actions do matter. Don't ever think they don't. You know, Scott, I hear excuses, you know, oh, they don't care. It's all about money. There's so much corruption. You know, hey, but we have to get that changed around. We're not supposed to support corruption. We're not supposed to support greed. You know, it's supposed to be profit, not profit before animals or profit before people. There's so many greed bullies out there. I'm so sick of them. I mean, look at the inflation that's going on in this world right now, you know, doing a 360. But this is happening all the time with these animals, you know, and it needs to be stopped. They have feelings just like we do. They have emotions. They have families. You know, we all share this earth together temporarily, animals and humans. And we got to protect God's innocent creatures. We can't just let it go and bypass it and ignore the problems, you know. And everyone, please make them calls, so because they're so important, or emails. You know, take that action because, hey, when you see these victories come through, we know we've done our part, okay? And we don't stop there. We keep going. It just inspires us to keep going on and see the rights of these animals. You know, because we're, 22 years into the 21st century, and we're headed to the 22nd century, everyone. So we want the lives and the futures of all these animals better. You know, let them live freely, because there's so many of them. They don't get to die and come back on this earth. It's done deal, just like humans. So please take that meaningful time. Put a little love in your heart and do your part. And, you know, whatever we can do, let's see some victories, right, Scott? Because Scott's on there, and I share a lot of stuff of his going through his page and Animal Wellness Action, and even on Twitter and Facebook. And take the time and share and put it in your news feed, because that's a meaningful time that you're doing to help them out. You know, because these horses, these wild Mustangs, I wish I would hear some news, Scott, that Ford is stepping up to the plate and standing up for the Mustangs, wild Mustangs. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Well,
that'll probably be a first
nice
in history. Wow.
Wouldn't it be nice if Ford Motor Company in honor of the very animal that is the namesake for its best-selling vehicle of all time, wouldn't it be amazing if they stepped up and helped fund programs to place some of these animals that are being rounded up to make sure that they don't land in the wrong hands, but actually, went to, good, spacious, open, sanctuaries where they can, live a wild, free roaming life. That would be a marvelous thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huge. That would be so
horrible.
And
I'll tell you, Debbie, things for the wild horses are worse than they've ever been since the law was passed. But, I'm a hopeless optimist. And ask anyone, they'll tell you that I'm always the guy that sees the glass as half full, and I tend to see the world through rose-colored glasses. So as bad as things are, I still believe that we can make a difference. When I see Representative Dina Titus take a strong principled stand against the use of helicopters to chase down these animals, her bill specifically mentions that little black colt who broke its leg and was killed by the Bureau of Land Management. Her bill makes specific mention of that little animal. And honestly, if that colt's legacy, if it gave its life, so that awareness could be raised and more lives could be saved, then wouldn't that be amazing?
It would.
So that's why, the fight is never over. And look, the Bureau of Land Management is listening to the beef industry. Congress is listening to the beef industry. Things are bad for our wild horses, but guess what? That doesn't mean you give up. When things get tough, the tough get going. And I am a tough fighter. I was a trial lawyer. I'm the former mayor of a small town. I know how to stay in the ring and keep swinging and keep throwing the punches. And I have sworn, and I know you have too, and I know all of your listeners have, I have sworn that I will protect these defenseless animals until I no longer draw breath. If it is the very last thing I do as a person on this earth is to help an animal, you better believe I'm going to do it. And so, you know what?
That's
Here's
right.
my message. Bureau of Land Management Director Tracy Stone Manning, no matter how brutal your agency is, no matter how arrogantly you disregard the voices of the American people, no matter how you hew to the profit margins of, private livestock companies, we are not going away. Bureau of Land Management, we are not going away. Our numbers are going to grow. Our voices are going to grow. We are going to continue to fight. And so we are in this for the long haul. Whenever the BLM steps up its game of cruelty and corruption, we're going to step up our game of truth and honesty and compassion. So, I want all the listeners out there. I know you've got listeners who are feeling so discouraged, but look, some good things have happened this week. Not only did Dina Titus introduce this bill to ban helicopters, but Representative Stephen Cohen from Tennessee sent a strongly worded letter to BLM Director Tracy Stone Manning and Secretary of Interior Deb Haaland, urging them to stop these helicopter roundups until the Bureau of Land Management can come up with a better and more humane approach. So, anyway, that's my message. My message is one of hope, I'm not going away. I know all of your listeners who are committed to the animals, they're not going away, and we just have to keep fighting.
And I'm not going away either, because I'm relentless too. I'm like you. And I get back up in the ring, bam, I get cut, knocked down, and I get back up again. And Scott, my father, he was an ex-professional wrestler for 32 years, okay? And he got in the ring and was wrestling how many years, he was Chief Whiteout. You have to look him up. But I've never been in the ring myself, but I'm in the ring fighting abusers and everything else and taking them down. He was called the King of the Tomahawk Chop. Isn't that awesome? And he was an Indian wrestler with the war paint. And he died a terrible death. He was neglected in a nursing home that led to his death. You know, it was only supposed to be in there 120 days, and it didn't happen first. And they were terrible. I mean, short staff leads to neglect and abuse, right? And may he rest in peace. And there's a law right now I'm still trying to fight. This is my sixth year going in where my mother, my wonderful mother, was mandated to pay 50% of the punitive damages here in Florida to help improve the quality of care in nursing homes and assisted living when they were found guilty of wrongful death and falsifying records. Isn't that terrible? So we got issues from every angle, everyone, that needs to be dealt with and put in the spotlight. So hopefully HB 6035 in Florida passes this year. This is the sixth year I got it in there. So we can never give up hope. You know that, Scott? We have to keep hope alive and keep the prayers alive, okay? Because crossing the fingers, it doesn't have no power. You know, so keep up the great work out there. And we got a caller, if you want to take some calls. This has been another great show. I knew you'd be rocking the airways. Everybody has their seatbelt on. I was sick last week. I was under the weather, Scott, so I got it together. And Diane Lineco, she's calling in right now. She helped me out last week. It's a great team player. But go ahead, Diane Lineco. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for helping me out last week. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yes, and there's a dinging in the background. Somebody got something on their phone or something's going off? Because Blog Talk Radio picks up everything.
Okay, I'll turn it off.
Okay, great.
Probably me.
But I appreciate what you did for me last week, Diane. And she's got, Scott, she's a former guest on the show several times. We Love Pit Bulls. She used to have a podcast, We Love Pit Bulls podcast, on Blog Talk Radio. And she's just a great advocate out there helping all the animals. She multitasks and everything. But go ahead, Diane.
Can you hear me? First of all, can you hear me?
Yep, I hear you real good.
Okay. First of all, I want to give a big shout-out to Scott. I mean, what he's doing is awesome. I mean, keep up the great work.
Well, I thank you very much. All of the people out there that are willing to take time out of their busy days to take action, to call their members of Congress, they give me so much hope, and they're like, they're fuel in my engine, it would be a pretty lonely place to be out here fighting, if I felt like I was the only one. But, man, there are so many of us who care. And I just want to let everyone know, every Wednesday I put up a Wild Horse Wednesday, not Wednesday, but wins, like, Wild Horse Wins. Every Wednesday, a brief message about a topic related to wild horses and burros, action you can take, a discussion of important issues like, the impacts of livestock grazing and, the gaslighting that's being done by the Bureau of Land Management. So please follow me on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook. You can also find me on Instagram. I post those videos on Instagram. I post them on Twitter. So if your listeners want to follow the work that I'm doing, the best place is on my social media platforms. And I'm always putting stuff up there, not just about my work on wild horses, but also my work on shutting down mink farms, the work that Animal Wellness Action is doing to save wolves, our work to end unnecessary animal testing and the abuse of animals in laboratories and so forth. So if you want to follow all of these topics and help, whenever there's an opportunity, then the best way to do that is to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
wonderful. You're all over the place.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Definitely a team player, boy. A lot of information. That man is full of information. We need more like him.
I was a former trial lawyer, so sometimes the hard part is getting me to shut up. You know, that's always going to be the trick.
No, we definitely don't want to shut you up.
No, definitely not. You keep fighting them, okay? Because you're in the right. How could they be in the right, BLM, when they're committing animal cruelty with our taxpayer dollars? That's a no-no, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's so wrong.
Well,
they
that's
need
the
to be stopped. Bring
that's
the right people in there.
This is more than just an issue of cruelty to animals and the BLM violating its statutory mandate. It's also a matter of taxpayer accountability. I mean, the taxpayers, you know, the taxpayers are being just built out of, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, and it's not benefiting anyone but these private livestock companies, they, you know, that are grazing their cattle at $1.30. I mean, seriously, $1.35 a month to graze your cattle and sheep on public land, and the Bureau of Land Management's own data. It's the information on its own website clearly shows that they are allowing cattle and sheep to overgraze our public land, and yet they continue to push this lie about too many wild horses and burros. But you'll notice every time they send out a press release announcing a new helicopter roundup, they'll say, oh, there's a wild horse overpopulation and there's too many wild horses for the rangeland to support. But what you take a close look at their press releases and the information that they're putting in the news, they never mention livestock. They never mention the fact that, you know, as soon as the horses are removed, they're going to turn out thousands and thousands of commercial livestock. And we saw that at the Sandwash Basin Roundup in northwestern Colorado. They said, you know, we got to round up, you know, 400 of these Sandwash Basin horses and leave only 200 out there because there's no way this rangeland can support 600 wild horses. And then what happened right after all of those wild horses were removed? 5,000 sheep turned out onto that same rangeland that the Bureau of Land Management said couldn't support a few hundred wild horses. This agency is lying to the American people, and it's doing so for the sake of private, you know, livestock companies. It has nothing to do with protecting the rangeland. It has nothing to do with, you know, protecting wild horses from overpopulation. It has everything to do with making sure that those livestock companies are making as much money as they possibly can at our expense, at the expense of the American people, who have said overwhelmingly that we want wild horses and burros, not livestock, on our public lands that have been designated for wild horses and burros.
Mm.
So it's all about the money.
Okay. Oh yeah, it's all about greed, you know, all about money. That big M word, money, you know, and that's the sickening part. You know, it should be animals before profit, just like human or people before profit, but it's not that way. We've got some serious issues out there. We've got this, you know, greed disease, and it's worldwide. It's traveling faster than COVID. Okay. And it's sickening. Look at gas and all the food and everything. It's sickening. I can't deal with it, you know. Hey, it's got to draw the line somewhere. And look what they're doing with these animals. I mean, this I mean, it's terrible. I mean, us as humans, where is the humanity at? Right? I mean, we have to speak out.
Debbie, I want to urge your listeners when they call their member of Congress at 202-224-3121 You know, you can keep your message very short and sweet. And these are the points that you make. Number one, I'm your constituent. Number two, I am a taxpayer. Number three, I support wild horses and burros on our public lands. And number four, remove livestock, wild horses, from federally designated wild horse habitat. It's a very simple message. You just let your member of Congress know that this is an issue you care about. You're their constituent. You're a taxpayer. You want the wild horses to be wild and free on our public lands. And if anyone has to be taken off the range, it's that livestock. It's the cattle and sheep who don't do well on Western landscapes anyway. It's too arid and dry. But the thrive there because it's the landscape they evolved on over millions of years.
Yes, and please, everyone, take that action and ask your, you know, your family members to do it and your neighbors, your coworkers. Hey, we are strength in numbers, Mama Cat. She's tuning in. And that is so correct because the power of the people, we do have power to make changes if there's enough of us. You know, so let's get this corruption out of there. We cannot support corruption. That's a no-no, or greed. But anyway, we got another caller. Diane, go ahead and stay on air. Area code 360.
Okay.
Go ahead. You're live and on the air. You have any comments or questions for Scott? Hello? Can you hear me? If you're in the queue and you're pressing 1, that means you want to speak, okay? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Do you have any comments or questions for the guests?
Well, my problem is I rescue Mustang. And, you know, what you've been talking about, you know, the Bureau of Land Management, they've been, like you say, they've been lying for a long time. I mean, they were supposed to be protecting these animals for a long, long time. I mean, the burros and the Mustang. And they want to put out sheep and everything. And sheep are the ones, they carry a lot of diseases, you know. I mean, I just don't understand. I mean, like you say, it's about profit, and yet they want to turn out all these cattle and everything, and they claim there's not enough land for all these animals, horses and sheep and cows, but there is. There's plenty, you know. I get angry every time I even think about it, you know, with all these roundups and how they treat the animals and how, you know, the way they shoot them. There's just no reason for it, and it's cruelty, it's abuse, it's torture, everything, you know.
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, there's no excuse for it.
I agree with you 100%. And I'm really glad you called in because, these are the kind of points we need to be making. And, the more we can get this message out there, you know, because, you know, Congress has been sold a bill of goods. You know, BLM came in and said, oh, well, you know, we got to, we, you know, there's drought and we got climate change and we got to account for that. And we're going to account for that by getting rid of horses, as though the problem with climate change is wild horses, you know, that are living in harmony out on the range and not these methane belching cattle and sheep that are actually contributing to climate change. It's just, you know, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous for the Biden administration to be claiming that it cares about climate change and be couching everything in terms of climate change while refusing to address the impacts of livestock production. I'm not just talking about on our public lands. I'm talking about all around the country where you've got, you know, huge numbers of animals being raised in factory farm conditions on giant feedlots and in factory farms, and they're emitting air pollution, water pollution, you know, greenhouse gases. And no one wants to talk about that. Everyone wants to talk about, oh, we need green cars and, you know, we need more solar, we need more wind. No, what we need are fewer livestock. And I'm not here telling anyone to stop eating meat. What I'm saying is that your choices do matter. And we as citizens and as consumers, we need to insist that the impact of livestock on our ecosystems and on our environment and on the climate, that has to be addressed. And you can't just, you know, you can't just scapegoat the issue by saying, oh, well, we're going to solve this problem by rounding up a few, you know, the wild horses, you know, with helicopters, as though that is somehow going to address climate change or the degradation of our public lands. You know, the wild horses have nothing to do with that.
Exactly. Yeah, and, you know, and another one of my problems is, and what really angers me too, is I've got three Mustangs that I've had to amputate legs because of the way the two of them were shot and the rest of them broke their legs running from the helicopters, you know. I mean, it took everything just to get them back here to Washington State, you know, from Utah and Montana and Wyoming. It's crazy how they treat these animals. But like you're saying, the climate change is BS. These Mustang and burros were there centuries and centuries before any human being was even around that land.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
And
they evolved. They evolved here. Horses evolved on the North American continent over millions of years. That's why I like to say you're going to pass a lot of skinny cows on your way to see fat, healthy horses thriving on our public land, because cattle evolved in Central and Eastern Europe in wetter, forests, you know, lots of underbrush, that kind of habitat. They're not made for the high desert and the open plains and the mountains of the American West. They're not made for that, you know, but the horses are, because they're home turf. This is their home turf.
Right. Exactly.
Man, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for the Mustangs. That's awesome.
Oh, always. My family's been fighting for – that's what my animal wildlife sanctuary is all about saving Mustang and whatever other animals that we could save from traps or anything else, you know. Our sanctuary's full, but we'll keep fighting for them, that's for sure. My congressmen, they hear about it from me a lot.
Hey, listen, I want to make sure that, you know, we've had some really good news on the wild horse front this week, you know, with the helicopter bill and the letter from Representative Cohen to the BLM and the Department of Interior. That's wonderful. But we just learned today that a lawsuit brought by Animal Wellness Action and a coalition of other groups was successful, and a court has ordered the wolves of the Great Lakes regions put back on the endangered species list. So that's a huge victory. And then last week, for the first time, Chamber of Congress outlawed a form of factory farming when they passed an amendment to the America Competes Act that basically shuts down the mink farm industry in the United States. That bill now goes to the Senate. But, I mean, these are huge victories. They're huge victories, and they show that our advocacy is paying off. They show that we have friends in Congress who are willing to listen. And, you know, look, if you're just sitting around feeling bad about the world and about the way animals are being treated, we'll channel that into action. Pick up the phone, 202-224-3121, and talk to your members of Congress and tell them what you want and tell them that animals matter to you. And they deserve
a voice.
Yes, everyone, I got down to a minute and 40 seconds here. I want to really thank you, Scott, for coming back on. And I'm going to be getting hold of you in April, okay, or very soon, about April, to bring you on again about the Washington, D.C. rally, okay? And keep up the great work you're doing, and I'll keep, you know, spreading all your stuff, forwarding it or whatever it takes. Leanne, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Your help for the Mustangs, you know, and everything. Diane,
Maybe you could do a show with Leanne.
Thank you guys.
Yes. That'd be no problem, you know. I've had so a lot of shows on Mustangs. But everyone, I want to thank you all for tuning in this evening, and I hope you have a great Super Bowl weekend. Be safe out there. I don't know what team you're going for, But be safe out there, okay? And keep taking that action. Take your rage into action. Like Scott said, you know, do something.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they blame it on society. We are society, so we have no excuses. If we don't do nothing, nothing gets better. So please take that action. Take that foot forward. And next week we'll have Dahl Stanley in defense of animals. And I want to welcome her back at 7 o'clock Eastern, everyone. All these shows are archived. Thank you all for tuning in. And keep the hope alive and keep the prayers alive. May God bless you all. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Thank you, Debbie.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. All in hand, united we stand against all animal cruelty and neglect across the land. Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.